Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man. We are live on twitch.tv/ninjalifestyle. We do this podcast every single Friday, right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Right now, it is 1:05 p.m.
Wait a minute, that's almost 2 hours early.
I think it's 2.5 hours early. Why would I ever do a podcast this early? Well, I have to go to the old doc. I have to go to the old doctor. I got to go in there and say, hey, doctor, can you hit my knee with a little hammer and then stick a stick in my throat and then put something in my ear? Because I've been craving all of those things. Even though I was just at the doctor because I had the flu a few weeks ago, but I'm all better now, and I just figured what better time to get a checkup than now. I haven't had a checkup in, what, like 4 years, maybe 5 years. I'm excited to go in there. Haven't eaten anything since 2 a.m., which I guess is not that hard to do. I kind of think about it. They're like, don't eat anything for 12 hours, and at first I was like, fuck, how am I going to pull that off? But then it's like, my appointment's at 2 p.m., so all I have to do is not eat after 2 a.m. I mean, I'm going to spend most of that time sleeping anyway. So I've been drinking a lot of water, and I'm excited because when I last went to the doctor, they said, you have the highest cholesterol I've seen in years. No, they didn't say that. But they were like, your cholesterol's really high. This is super bad. I changed a lot of my habits. I've told you guys, I'm sure I've mentioned this before on my regular Twitch stream, maybe not during my podcast, but at night, I used to eat like a whole bag of chips every single night. I would eat steak every single Monday. Then I would have fast food at some point during the week and, combine that with alcohol. You know, I was drinking 2 2-11s every single day, which I guess like the alcohol there is not going to kill you, but there's a literal ton of sugar in those. I was doing that every single day. And since then, now late night snacks, I only eat soup, salad, or something vegan. I have like vegan chicken nuggets in the fridge now. I have vegan chorizo. So started doing that. My Gatorades have no calories or whatever, whatever the Gatorade Zero is. And then I only eat steak once a month now. I feel like that's the biggest setback. But anyways, I'm going to go in here to the doctor. They're going to get me figured out. I wanted to ask you guys, as long as my health is good, I can get back into eating some candy. You guys like candy? Can these nuts fit in your mouth? Ha 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 ha. But anyways, I also don't really drink soda. So does my dick fit in your mouth? I'll be here all day. This is why I have hashtag comedy on the podcast. Hashtag comedy podcast. What have I been doing all week? Well, I had the privilege to go to a Silver Knights game. Ticket was only $28. Went up there with some friends to the good old-fashioned Silver Knights. Not to be confused with the NHL team, the Golden Knights. This is like our farm team. I think that other league is called the AHL. I think I went in there and, you know, I paid for the cheapest tickets I could get. So we're kind of sitting far away, even though it's a small arena. The arena is actually called the Dollar Loan Center Arena. I don't know if Dollar Loan Center is like a national franchise, but you can go in there and get like a payday loan or whatever. Anyways, they made a stadium based off of this weird brand, and that's where the hockey team plays. We got kind of not the best seats, so we're sitting over there, and I'm like scouting out other areas. I'm like, we're going to go sit over there. We'll go sit over there. We'll sit over there. And then the game starts, and one of the guys sitting directly in front of me starts yelling at the goalie, and he is yelling just the funniest shit, man. Every time there's a hit on the wall, he yells something, and I can hear his voice now. He had this long, like, long-reaching voice, and at one point, we scored twice in the first 2 minutes, so I'm like, oh, this is going to be a free win, and you know, the arena is so small, it's not like the NHL, It's not like high energy. There's not people screaming. There's not people spinning things. No one's whistling. It's a little more quiet, so you can hear everything. So this guy's voice just carries. We scored on them twice. The action goes to the other side of the ice. This guy goes like, "Hey, number 91, you forget what your job is?" And it the funny comments never stopped. And then midway through the game, I'm like, you know, feeling a little buzzed. I just drank two mango carts. And every time there's a hit over here, I'm like, "Yeah, fuck you, number 50. Fuck you, bitch." And I feel like we're vibing. Like, this guy's yelling funny shit. I'm yelling funny shit. Like I feel like I'm being accepted by the hockey community. And then a few minutes later, some guy looks back and he's like, "You know, there's kids here, right? You know, there's kids here. You keep saying the F word. There's kids everywhere." I'm just like, at first, my initial reaction was in my head to say, "Fuck you, old man. I can say whatever the fuck I want. People died for this right." Go on a full rant about the military or something. But I didn't. I thought about it for a minute, and I was like, you know what? This guy's right. It's not a NHL game. It's like minor leagues. It's affordable for the family. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. This other guy's yelling shit. And then I thought back all the things he was yelling. He's like, "You suck eggs." And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This guy's actually the most PG, like person yelling at hockey ever. He's not yelling anything rude. And I'm like, you know what, dude? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, old man. It won't happen again. And you know what? I didn't say another bad word for the entire game. But on the way out, we ended up losing 5-2. We scored in the first 2 minutes. The rest of the game, we got smoked. We left early halfway through the third period because they scored again. And I'm like, dude, let's get out of here before the traffic, you know, because it's a small parking lot. Let's get out of here before the traffic. The guy in front of me also leaves the same exact time as us. And on the way out, I'm like, hey, dude, we were going to move seats, but I was having such a good time listening to you, like, heckle the players that no, we stayed over there. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, well, it's fun, man." And I'm like, okay, I'll be back to another one, whatever. We go back to the car, and that's the whole story of the hockey game. Haven't been to a hockey game in a while. It kind of hurts us that the Las Vegas Golden Knights are the Stanley Cup champions, although I think we've lost, like, 8 of our last 10. It hurts the ticket prices for me. I kind of don't mind that the Golden Knights, like, if they're a bad team, if they're not the Stanley Cup champions, I can get a ticket to those games for $40 or $50. I remember, I think like season one, I got a ticket for $35. And again, even those games don't fill up. So especially if it's only me and one other person, we can go all the way to the front. So as far as the ticket prices, I kind of wish we were a losing team. What else happened? What else happened this week? Doctor visit, hockey game. Well, what have I been doing every second of every day? I don't have very many topics because my mind wasn't wandering much this week. I didn't have any time to just sit there and daydream. I spent every waking daylight hour fixing my backyard mini ramp, and it was falling apart. So I take the whole thing apart. I make it shorter. I make it closer together. And I'm doing almost everything by myself. I had a little bit of help. I get this 3/8, like OSB. I get all this wood, masonite, put everything down, reinforce some of the pieces of wood that have rotted out, make the whole thing skinnier, coping, get coping placed. And I spend all this time doing that. And then I post a video of me on Instagram doing a tornado stall. And then I did a Smith grind stall. And I write on there, I'm like, man, it feels good to have my mini ramp back. Brand new mini ramp video is coming soon. And the comments destroyed me. Because there was one area of the ramp that has a crack. There's a crack on it, which happens all the time. And it's kind of like the middle of the ramp had a transition that was a little too... It didn't smoothly transition from like a loop, right? A quarter pipe. It was kind of like a kicker ramp to a wall ride. So that was kind of hard to skate on, but You know me, I can just get used to it. And I'm just happy to have a ramp in my backyard. Oh, no, not the Instagram guys. They all go, you call that a new ramp? Guy can't even build a ramp. Guy has a jersey barrier in his backyard, calls it a ramp. Nice crack, idiot. That's the worst ramp ever. That ramp looks like your skate career. And they just ripped me apart, dude. So I'm complaining about it. Complaining about it on Twitch. And I'm out there working on the ramp, trying to get this next little section set up. And I get a $75 donation from Get Booped, who then followed up with another $75 donation, $150 altogether. He says, wear a respirator and here's some spare money for the ramp. You know, I like watching your videos. And I go, what in the heck? Like, huge donation. I mean, we do these things where I break the tables and it requires like a $200 donation, but sometimes that takes a whole month or more to achieve. For someone to send that much money out of the blue randomly, you know, it's super generous. And I say, you know what, dude? You just saved the ramp. So the very next day, I get a ride to Home Depot. I get some extra wood. And I say, like, I'm committed to fixing this ramp. Initially, the kicker was not going to have Masonite. I said, you know what? I'm going over there anyways. I'll get one more sheet of plywood. I'll get two more sheets of Masonite. And we'll see what we can do. So I used the old Masonite, which was still cracked. You guys can go see in today's video. It's a time lapse of how I got everything working. And we put the broken pieces of Masonite over each crack. And I put, I think, 3 or 4 layers. And the layers sort of turned the bank, the wall ride, into a smooth transition. And as I'm working on it, I'm like, dude, I don't know if the Masonite's going to be able to pull enough to touch the OSB underneath, the plywood underneath. But we figured out a way to make everything just work. And then everything fell into place so perfectly. And I'm proud to announce now that my mini ramp is absolutely perfect. There's not one thing anyone could complain about. And also I have some like deck sealant. I'm going to seal up the top, so maybe it'll even stain it. Maybe it'll look like a cool art piece and be shiny at the top. We're going to try and waterproof the top. And I thought I was going to get rained out. All this happened yesterday. So I did all that work yesterday, and I'm so proud of it. I feel like if I had a son, they just graduated like high school or something. Like, I look down at that ramp and I go, dude, I accomplished something. For 3 hours a day, for 4 hours a day, for 3, 4, 5 days in a row, all by myself for the most part. I did get some help from some buddies, but most of it, 90% of the job, all me. And you look down and you go, man, job well done. And I'm going to be devastated if tomorrow when I invite people over to skate, if something goes wrong, if I get a crack, if something bends over, or God forbid, if somebody spills a beer on my ramp, I'm going to lose my shit. Because all this work, and before, like, I had a ramp before, and it was nice. It was really well built, but there was nothing that made it stand out. But now I have a ramp where it has a unique shape. It has a very compact size. The coping is extra fat, so it kind of bumps you like you're in a pool or something like that. And then it has a kicker ramp that is not built to code. We're going to maybe put a little bit of extra work on that because I couldn't figure out a way to make a kicker ramp. Listen, I don't know what I'm doing. Every time I've ever made a kicker ramp, the sides have been plywood or OSB. That's how, you know, it's always been done. I don't know how to do it with just 2x4s. So I made some shit up off the top of my head. And I think it will survive as long as no one heavy gets on it. I mean, that's kind of... that's kind of how you would explain any structure that you build for someone to walk on and fuck around on. As long as no fat asses go stand on that bank, I think we'll be good. Also, I might try to figure out a way to get it off the dirt, because when it inevitably does rain, that's going to be the first part that starts to rot. So maybe I'll put a couple of squares of Masonite under there just to get it to where it's not soaking. Right now I have a tarp over the ramp because in the middle of me working, by the way, I said this yesterday. It hasn't rained in Las Vegas for 4 fucking years. And then the day I say, I want to start making a mini ramp, it rains every 5 days. Basically, every day that I have a free day off to work on the ramp, that was the day it rained. And then we had the worst wind in 50 years, blew my neighbor's roof off. The reason the wind blew is because I bought a tarp. Yeah, they knew. It's either God or the Jews, but they knew someone doesn't want me to have this ramp. They're controlling the weather out there. So I put the tarp on the ramp, and they go, oh, rain's not going to work. Let's do 80-mile-per-hour winds. Let's fuck up his tarp. So I got to put my weights. I got weights on there, 45 pounds here, 25 pounds here, over here, trying to keep this fucking ramp down, going crazy, scaring the shit out of my dog. I can hear from I have this room in the house and then the other room in the house. I can hear the fucking... the tarp whipping around, whipping and snapping in the wind. And then the wind stops. I go out there to work on the ramp yesterday. A couple of raindrops start to fall. I look at the phone. 24 hours ago, the phone told me, the weather app said, it will never rain again. I said, wow, what a perfect day tomorrow to go work on the ramp. I look at the phone again the next day. It goes, 90% chance of rain in 14 minutes. I go, whoa. What happened to yesterday? What are you flipping coins over there at the weather station? What are you fucking doing over here? I got to get this ramp done. Luckily, the rain went around me, didn't get rained on, got the ramp finished. And I said, you know what, dude? Just because I know my luck, just because I know the world in which I live, let's throw the tarp on there just in case. And wouldn't you know it, on a perfectly clear night, Downpour for exactly 2 minutes. And you know what it is? I'm getting used to it. I'm getting used to the universe trying to fuck up anything in my life that I want to go, anything that I want to succeed at, the universe fucks it in some way. Remember COVID? You want to know why COVID was invented? A lot of people think like Bill Gates, depopulation and shit. Oh no, it's because I ordered a brand new stock of Cake Muscle skateboards. The universe was tired of me having a successful skateboard company, and they shut down my manufacturer. And then they said, you know what? No skateboard company for you. You're smiling too much. You're too happy. You're making too much money, ninja lifestyle. And then a whole entire, thousands of people had to die just so I couldn't be happy to have a skateboarding company. Just like the rain, just like the wind. I can't go skate a flat bar without some Harley Davidson loser coming right up to me going, just everything is against me at all times. And I wonder if you guys have that same scenario. Sometimes you feel like just everything tends to go wrong at the worst possible time. When it rains, it pours, as they say. So the reason I was trying to get this ramp finished so quickly, the reason I was working every single day to get this on like a deadline is because today is my birthday party. Today we're going to the bar. I invited a couple of friends. We're going out there. We're going to have some beers, play some pool, maybe even smoke a little bit of W because it's my damn birthday, goddamn, and I ain't driving tonight. Going to go out there, have some fun, see my friends who I haven't seen in a while. Might even bring my dog. And then tomorrow is like, tonight's like the pregame. Tomorrow, invite people over, watch UFC. I'm going to make food. The ramp will be open for business. We're going to see, we're going to put it to the test, right? Like, I'm a pretty gentle skater. We're going to put this ramp to the test, see who can handle it, make some videos, get some people drunk, make some drunk people who've never skated before, ask them to drop in and cheer them on. Also, what I wanted to mention about the ramp, I talk about this all the time. Part of the reason I fixed the ramp, part of the reason is because of all those mean Instagram comments. I like to think I'm at this age now, in my late 30s, to where I don't succumb to peer pressure. But you know what? Bullying is the reason my ramp is so good right now. I was bullied online. Everyone said your ramp sucks. Nice crack on your ramp. No one would ever want to skate that. You should be embarrassed. And I said, you know what, you motherfuckers? Maybe you're right. Maybe I should do something about this. The same way that bullying builds character in adolescence, it seems to still have a positive effect on me, even in my late 30s. They bullied me online, and you know what I did? Now I have the greatest, nicest, most pristine, and unique skateboarding ramp on the face of the planet. And it's because of the haters. The haters, they serve a real purpose in society, and it worked out for me. Anyways, tomorrow, we're going to have some skating on the ramp. People are going to test it out. We're going to really try and put it through the ringer and see where the cracks are, so to speak. You may be wondering, what are you going to eat on your birthday? I feel like I've been obsessed with food this past year or so. What are you going to eat on your birthday? Well, Femme is coming over. She's going to make guacamole. I was considering maybe making pico de gallo with Napoles? I might be saying it wrong now. God damn it. The cactus. Maybe like I can get the pickled cactus. That way I don't have to shave the cactus down and boil it myself. Maybe. Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm going to try to make chicharrones in the air fryer, it might work, it might not work. I watched a video last week of Guga making chicharrones in the air fryer, and they seemed like they came out pretty good. So I think we're going to try and do that. Carne asada, as always, as usual. My buddy Nick might bring over some dove. I know that's kind of an odd, like, birthday food. He might bring over dove breasts. I'm trying to get a look at those warlocks. He went dove hunting late last year, so I think he might bring some of that. Also, he's a big fan of short ribs. Probably do short ribs. My concern is, like, you know, everyone has jobs and things to do and kids and shit like that, and I'm kind of, like, concerned. Last year, my birthday was huge. Right? There must have been 30, 40 people at Joker's just to hang out with me. This year, I haven't invited that many people. I kind of wanted to be a little smaller. But I don't want to be that guy on his birthday where it's like, yeah, I invited 43 people and it's just me and Koopa. So hopefully we can actually get some people over there skating. That's my other second fear, is I get a bunch of people over here and everybody just wants to eat and watch UFC and nobody wants to skate. So I'm hoping that a couple of people will come out of retirement. It's one of those things, you know. There's a certain age where all your friends, it's usually in their late teens when they all discover pussy, or they're like early 20s. They go, oh, now I know what a vagina looks like. Time to quit skating. That's usually how it happens. But also, there's a lot of things that stop people from skateboarding over the years. You know, the girlfriend, or I have a child now, or my job. I'm working a hard job. By the way, I was thinking about that. I was out working on this ramp for 4 hours a day for 4 days. My back is broken in half. But I thought to myself, what if I was doing roofing or framing or some real fucking job? I would be dead. Because that would be 7 hours a day. And it'd be harder work. I'd be in the hot ass sun or the cold ass winter. I'd be dead. Like, right now, working on the ramp, perfect conditions, other than rain and wind. Perfect conditions to be outdoors, short sleeve shirt. Could you imagine if I had a real fucking job? I don't think I'm built for it. I don't think I have the body type for it, right? I sat in Texas car yesterday. I get, oh, God, Jesus, Lord have mercy. Ah. Oh, I finally sat down. Oh, don't make me stand up. Oh, here we go. Gotta get out the car now. Ah. And that's just after 4 days, so imagine. Anyway, the chicharrones, maybe some cookies. Maybe I'll eat some cookies. I will definitely be drinking a 211. I had one last night. It was the cherry slushy flavor. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't know why I even bought it. I don't like cherry flavored anything. I never buy a slushy. Last time I bought, last time I bought a slushy was only for a YouTube video. And the time before that, I must have been 15 years old. I bought a slushy just so I could spill it on camera. If you guys want to watch that video, it's called how to get up a curb the easiest way. So anyways, exciting week for me. We did some fun stuff, and tonight, the world is my oyster. Going to the bar with my friends, gonna do some gambling, play some pool, eat some food, and then tomorrow's the big day. So I'm excited for it, and also I get to go to the doctor right after this podcast. So an exciting day and weekend planned for me. Hopefully you guys are also having a good week or an exciting weekend, because that's all I have to say for today. The podcast is over a little bit early so that I can get ready to go to the doctor and have him hit my knee. And I go, oh, I don't feel that. And he goes, oh, I must have hit in the wrong place. And then he goes, you're a big boy. How much have you grown lately? And I say, well, I don't know. I don't know. Do you have any candy? Candy's nuts fit in your mouth. Anyways, can I get a oh, hell yeah from those of you who chose to stick around in the chat? If you tuned in late today, don't worry. The repeat of the podcast comes out on iTunes, on Podbean, on YouTube, on Spotify, on podcast app, all over the place. And I imagine a lot of people are going to miss today's podcast because we did it 2 hours early. So that's why we have not a lot of the regulars in here. I told the Discord we were going to be doing this early, but not everybody gets the message. Shout out to John, Paulo, Keith, Dayday, 94, Late, Bloomer, Cam, 702, Mictron Gaming. I appreciate you guys for hanging out. Hope everyone has a great weekend out there. Maybe it's your birthday. Also, I'll probably be streaming either Games of Pool tonight, or I'll be streaming The Ramp tomorrow. So if you guys want to give me a little birthday gift, maybe a little donation, maybe a little $5 here, maybe a little $3 there for my years and years of entertainment, feel free to do that. But if not, you can still support the podcast and still support my birthday by telling a friend about the podcast. Tell a coworker, tell a friend, tell a brother-in-law about the funniest, most exciting podcast you've ever seen. Stop Crying Poser, right here on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle every single Friday, right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. As I always say, have a great weekend. Don't drink too much, but don't drink too little. Oh, you're a big boy. I haven't seen you since you had high cholesterol. Come and sit on Daddy's lap and let me hit your knee with a little hammer.